Through their cooperation in the world-famous Mayo Clinic, the Legion has been able to function in an activity impossible in any other state in the entire United States. It is an activity that has helped materially to make Minnesota famous for its Legion program for the disabled men and their families. Dr. Will and Dr. Charlie, as they are affectionately known by their friends and neighbors, both served with their unmatched skill in the field of mercy for the fighting men in the war, and now in peacetime are continuing that same unselfish service to our country's defenders. This clinic was recommended by the American Legion to the United States Veterans Bureau to be one of its diagnostic centers. Another instance of the service of these individuals to their government and to suffering veterans. Beloved in their own nation, their service to humanity has been recognized with signal honors throughout the world. Each has been awarded numerous degrees by universities and colleges here and abroad. Both were made officers of the Legion of Honor of France in 1925 and were awarded the Cross of Knight Commander of the Royal Order of the Crown of Italy in 1932. They hold coveted memberships in several academic fraternities. Numerous medical and surgical associations have elected them as president. Dr. Will has been a regent of the University of Minnesota since 1907, and Dr. Charlie is a member of the Board of Trustees of Carleton College at Northfield, Minnesota, and of Northwestern University. High is the rank they hold in many things, yet through their careers runs a golden thread of service that designates them as examples of good citizenship with an individual obligation to their community. We find in them a soldierly quality that produces a ready response to the call of citizenship duty, regardless of how small or how large may be the task assigned to them, whether it be as a member of the school board or the donator of $1,500,000 to establish a foundation of medical education and research. Both of these were recorded as it happened in the course of 1 year during their lives. If a personal surmise be permitted, then I would suggest that perhaps among the high citizenship honors held by Dr. Williams, I suspect he is proudest of his place on the school board of Rochester for the years of 1915 to 1923 inclusive. I am informed that it was Dr. Charlie who served on the board, but I know their desire to have honors spread among them without regard to the individual. In the background of the character of the men whom we seek to honor today is another example of splendid American citizenship. And the occasion would not be complete without paying solemn tribute to the memory of the father, Dr. William Worrell Mayo, early Minnesota physician and a pioneer in abdominal surgery in America. The story of early training as assistants to their illustrious father includes more than medicine and surgery. In that story, we find another example of Legion idealism in service to one's community and emergency relief out of which was created the present Great Mayo Clinic. It was on August 21st, 1883, that a cyclone struck North Rochester, killing several and injuring many more. Dr. William Worrell Mayo, the father, was appointed by the city council to take charge of a hospital improvised for the injured. Assistant.